This is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. Number 41. This is the week of December 12th, 2008, and I'm in my car, and I'm actually driving to go running. It's supposed to be meeting some folks to run, do some trail running at 5:45, and I'm running a few minutes late, and traffic is very heavy in the town. I can't seem to get out of the 7-Eleven parking lot, and I've got just a couple runs, training runs, before the Charlotte Marathon, and just going to do four tonight, but since I've got a trail race coming up in January, I thought it might be a good idea to go ahead and get started doing some trail running. I'm going to try to do it twice a week. Of course, it would just be once this week, and after the marathon, I'll get into maybe a Tuesday evening and then a Saturday trail run. And fortunately, I've got there's some folks that are interested in doing it tonight. They're coming up to Ashland, and I think maybe two Saturdays from now we'll probably do some trails by the James River. But we're going to a place tonight called Poor Farm Park, which is a park just west of the town. It's a county park. It's very good for trails. It's actually, there's mountain bike races there in the warmer months, and the trails are pretty good. It's a little challenging. I've run out there before. We're actually going to be running by headlamp tonight, which, in hindsight, I'm not so sure such a good idea. Although I did run by headlamp before in that 24-hour endurance race, and I didn't have any problems at all. I guess I'm worried about falling and then not being able to run my marathon this weekend. But anyhow, we're going to do this run. I'll do another 3-miler probably on Thursday, and then head to the marathon Friday. My friend's going to get my packet, and then we'll get up real early Saturday and run that. The rest of the podcast for this week's show is actually an interview with my friend Shelly. Shelly and I ran together this past weekend, and I did a little mini interview with her, reference to how she got into distance running and what attracted her to it. Turns out she's actually been running for over 30 years, but took a little break from it for a while. And she's a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, and an excellent training partner. I wish I had the opportunity to run with her more, just because of our schedules and various things going on. And while we ran, it didn't come up during the interview, it came up afterwards, but she is running the National Marathon, planning to, and going to be training for that, which is March 21st of 2009. And she had actually asked me if I would run it with her. But unfortunately, I have a conflict that day. I know it's several months in advance, but I've got a conflict. The town of Ashland has a biannual variety show where people get to showcase their talent. We actually had a thing called Hanover Idol in 2007, which was kind of cool. It's a biannual thing, which is every other year, and my daughter was too young to be involved in it in 2007, so we're going to get her involved in it in 2009, and we kind of want to be a part of that. So, and that conflicts with the same weekend as the National Marathon, and I hated to turn down her offer, but I just couldn't do it. I'd really like to be there to see her first marathon, but I don't think I can get out of town. The variety show is actually over the course of 2 days, and there's two or three different performances, and it's very popular around here. And in fact, we might be involved in it in more ways than one. So I don't have any talent. I would even argue whether I even have any podcasting talent. I can pretty much run from point A to point B without falling down, but we'll probably get involved in a little bit more maybe production of the show, as opposed to just sending our kid off to hopefully be in it. So I can't do that with her, but anyway, she's a great training partner, and we had a great run together. She ended up doing 15, I did 8. We met up, and I did four, and then before I met up with her, because we kind of met in the late morning, and then I did four with her. And we did a, which you'll see in the interview, or here in the interview, did a little bit of a run-walk. We kind of lost track of time, and I really just really enjoyed running with her, and maybe I'll have to make some more time to try to get training runs in with her from time to time, especially when she gets her distance up. So here's the interview with Shelly, and Shelly, if you're listening to this, well, I presume you will be at some point, thank you so much for us getting together. That was a lot of fun. So here's the interview with Shelly. All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, and I've got a special running guest this morning, and my face is kind of numb because it's about 25 degrees outside. We're running on a Saturday morning, but I've got Shelly with me today, or I'm with Shelly, or she's with me. I'm not really sure. I guess I showed up first, so anyway, been wanting to do this for a while and do an interview with Shelly. Shelly ran her first half marathon in August of this year. That was the Patrick Henry half marathon. And since then, she has set some higher goals and finished some other races. And Shelly, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be running with Ashlyn Dave.
I'll sign autographs after the show. Anyway, tell me about how you got started in distance running, and he did the Patrick Henry half, and what, I know you've done the Richmond half, and what other, just tell me just kind of how your training's going. You got a different method of training that's kept you injury-free since your last setback, right?
Right. Well, I mean, okay, when I was an intern in medicine and highly stressed out, this was like 25 years ago, I used to go jogging because I was so stressed and so tired, and it killed me that whole first year. I thought I was going to die. But then I would, you know, jog whenever, two times, when I felt stressed and when I felt happy.
Yeah,
so for like 25 years, I just jogged, or I swam, or I walked, or I just cycled, but I wasn't a runner. But then in May of this year, I worked with your wife, Monica, and we were talking about the Patrick Henry half marathon here in, right here in the center of the universe. And she told me you were going to be coaching it. And it happened to fall the weekend of my 50th birthday.
That's right.
And my mom died at 53. And I've had a lot of friends to go through breast cancer. My mom had breast cancer. And I started to think how grateful I was to be turning 50 and healthy and happy and so much gratitude for my life. So I decided what better way to celebrate than to run half a marathon and get to train with Ashlyn Dave, as you know, as you were my coach, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was a real good time. Now you, and thank you, that was very nice of you to say that. Now tell me, you during that training period, we got, I think, right up to double digits, and help me recall correctly, you had your quad, yeah, something wrong with your quad for a little bit, but you were able to recover because you obviously ran the race.
Right.
But I never really asked you that day what kind of pain you were in, because you always had a smile on your face. But what happened to you, and how did you end up recovering from that injury so you could successfully run the race?
Well, you probably remember when we ran the famous Blunt's Bridge Challenge, which is three hills, of each one worse than the last. That was 4th of July.
Are we going to turn or go straight here?
We can go straight.
Let's go straight, and then we'll come back. We'll go out two and come back.
Yeah. So, right. I think I ended up with a 25-mile week. And remember, I was coming from jogging when I felt like it.
Yeah.
Never been a regular runner. My quad was really hurting after that. That was like a 8-mile run. And then I did a 5K. And it just started hurting more and more. Took a couple days off. Ibuprofen, ice, all that stuff. Hurt more and more. And I talked to a friend of mine who's also an excellent PT, and he examined me and he said, you got to pull and you got to stop running, and worked with him for about 2 weeks. Took about 2 weeks off the training, which was horrible, because I went from being totally high, loving the group and the training, to basically not being able to do anything but swim without kicking my left leg.
Now, I have to interrupt you at this point and ask you about the pond.
Oh, yeah.
The pond running. We got a car up here.
Okay.
Tell me about the pond running. Okay. I know you've already told me about it, but I think it's worth another description.
Right, shades of Caddyshack here, right?
That's right. That person didn't give us much of the road.
We have a small swimming pond, and when I say small, I mean small. You can't swim in it unless you tie a rope to your waist. So I was swimming tethered with a rope around my waist, kicking only one leg, trying not to go in circles. Gosh, if there had been a video camera, I'm sure it would be on YouTube and someone would be blackmailing me right now. Let's just say I'd never run for political office if anyone had videotaped that.
Well, so you ran the Patrick Henry half.
Oh, and then the other thing that happened in the training is I got salmonella.
Oh, that's I completely forgot about
weeks.
That. Oh, that's right.
But like I said, I was grateful. It was a God thing. And I was able to do it, raise some money for a free clinic here.
Oh, that's right.
So it was just gratitude was the thing. So anyway, that's it.
All right, so you got on, you finished that was August.
Right.
And then you started, is that when you started the Galloway method?
Yeah, well, then I just kept running. I kept, first my Achilles hurt, and then my knee started hurting, and that was when I started the Galloway method and learned that if I run slow, take walk breaks, I'm okay.
Okay, well, speaking of which, are we getting close to one?
Yeah, we actually are past.
Okay.
Okay, let's walk for 2 minutes.
Okay. Shelly's running 15 miles today, and I'm doing 8, and I did 4 already, and I didn't really warm up much, but... all right, so you started the run-walk thing, and I've actually dabbled in that a little bit myself, because... I don't want to talk about my races, but I want to talk about yours. But when I attempt this 50K in January, because it incorporates hills, I'm going to probably start that right from the beginning so I can survive. But anyway, so you ended up training for the Richmond Half Marathon.
Yeah.
And didn't you do something in between?
Just a few little 5Ks.
A couple 5Ks.
Nothing distancey.
Now, when you did the 5Ks, did you have to do the walk?
Now,
thing as well.
I don't walk if I'm going under 5 miles or under total that day.
Okay.
I only start walking if I'm getting up, above 7 or 8 miles.
That's fine for me. You're right, we did get past the... All right, so tell me about getting into the Richmond half, and you started running with the Ashland Runner Girls group some months back.
Right.
And I guess y'all training weekly for that, and were you on your own on the weekends with your run walk method, or were there others? Did you do that during the half?
I actually did it during the half. I got so excited when I was training for the Patrick Henry. I loved the team, I loved the coaching, and I loved the social network.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was really fun, running with other people. So, and I was one of those kids who was terrible at everything, athletic, came in last and everything. So it was just so cool to be good at something, too. I'm relatively good for 50 years old. I didn't regularly train with anybody for the distances because only one other of the runner girls ended up, two others did the race. And one of them had some bad runner's knee. So she and I did it as a run walk. And I actually,
was that Tammy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I did Patrick Henry with you, and you were awesome. You pushed me to go faster.
That was so much fun.
And I just about reached the same time on Richmond with doing the run walk, and I was really going a lot slower because I was with someone who was injured. So that tells you I was like 2:23 in Patrick Henry. You and I came in together, and I was like 2:26. In Richmond, going much slower, I thought, and doing run-walk. And the last time he got really, really was starting to hurt at mile 11 and told me to go on. And I pretty much did what was my 5K time from 11 to the end, and I felt fresh and fantastic. So I think the run-walk method really did preserve me.
Well, you looked great at the end. That was a great picture I got of you and Tammy.
I know, thank you. That was nice.
And I didn't realize that she was... was having some of that pain.
We can start.
Start running?
Yeah, we've been walking 3 minutes here.
I thought you had your garment all set up for the minutes.
I didn't, sorry.
That's all right. Hey, I don't mind walking. I'm in taper mode. I got a couple more runs this week.
Got a big one next week.
Yeah.
Hilly too, right?
What's that?
Hilly too.
It is hilly. We got a couple cars coming.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll see us. First one does. It's a hilly course. I was looking at the elevation profile, which really doesn't tell me anything because it makes it look like it's all these cliffs, and it's never like that, but it's probably something kind of like the Richmond race. Oh, there comes another car.
The Richmond half wasn't hilly at all.
Really?
My first marathon.
Yeah, tell me about your, have you registered for it? And which marathon is it and when is it?
It's the Suncrest National Marathon in Washington, D.C. It goes all the way through the streets of D.C. Stays in the district the whole time.
And when is that, in March of 2009?
March 21st, yeah, a week before the Cherry Blossom Festival, so it's supposed to be real pretty.
I wonder if we got to cross over here in case a car comes flying up.
Okay.
So what inspired you to get involved in that, and have you actually have you registered yet?
Oh yeah, I registered right away.
Oh, that's the thing that takes
that
the most courage.
Up fast. You had to qualify for that, but you had to do 2:30 or less than a half. So thanks to you.
Oh, you made that.
Yeah.
And what's the reason for that? Is that to keep the walkers out?
It's limited to I think 8,000 people. So yeah, I guess they want to make sure it's mostly runners. I think. And some of these big urban ones, they can't keep the streets closed for 10 hours.
That's true.
And is this the Blunt's Bridge half marathon?
Yeah, you know what? On the way back, we could cut through there if you wanted to.
All right, let's see.
You want to do that? This is a trail that'll take us back along the railroad tracks.
Are we going to meet any of your colleagues here who are going to arrest us for being back?
No, there used to be a sign up that said no trespassing, but I don't see it. This will take us back near the railside trail.
Oh, this is nice. I didn't know this was here.
Okay, so you're running the National Marathon, and when are you officially starting to train for that? Are you?
I'm actually training for it now with the Galloway method, which is why I'm doing 15 today, you would say.
Okay.
Gosh, it's only December. What in the world? But with Galloway, you go up 2 every other week, and on the off week, you do half the whatever, you know, so I'm doing 15 today. Next weekend I'll do like 8. Okay. The following weekend I'll do 17. And then like 9. And then 19. And then after you get to 18 or 19, you go up 3 miles every 3 weekends. So you really stretch it out over a long time.
That's pretty structured.
Give your body a chance to recover.
Well, you could probably pick up a half marathon here and there.
Yeah, good.
Over the next couple months.
Except for me, when I race, I tend to go too fast.
Yeah.
I get excited.
That's what some people call race day magic.
Yeah, it works.
It's hard to slow it down at the beginning. I did that out at the Outer Banks and went out first mile too fast, and I had to dial it back. And it didn't really matter at the end anyway, but not really sure what goes on back here. I think
I was wondering.
A lot of littering.
I don't know that I'd run back here alone as a female, but it's fun with you.
No, I don't. One time I was down here and there's some kids pulling out.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, that's obviously a place where kids go back and drink beer or whatever.
Whatever.
Things haven't really changed much over the years.
Right.
So tell me more about the National. You got, it's actually the only marathon that's totally in Washington, D.C.
Right.
The Marine Corps Marathon goes into Virginia. And it's how many participants? 8,000?
8,000.
And do they have a half marathon?
Yeah, it's a half and a full. So,
and you're going to do the full.
Yeah. You should come do the marathon with me. It'd be a nice warm-up run for your... I'm serious.
Well, I'm looking at the... what was the... I'm looking at one in March. I mean, that sounds crazy. But if I stay injury-free and I can stay mentally motivated, I'm gonna need one probably late March, and I'm gonna need something in April. Otherwise, I'm just gonna have to look for some 30-mile training runs, because I'm gonna have to do at least one of those or two to get me up to handle the 40-miler in May.
So what are you doing in March?
Well, there's one in I think it's the Lower Potomac River Marathon in Maryland. I'm looking for the cheap ones.
Okay.
And almost one that I can drive up that morning.
Yeah.
Do it and then drive home.
Right. Is that a trail?
No, it's a couple loops. Mm-hmm. And it's up 301, just on the other side of the Potomac River.
Yeah, that is close.
However, my sister lives in Bethesda, Maryland, which is real close to D.C.
Well, come on, come do it.
So,
we would have a break.
Maybe that's not such a bad idea. I'll have to study it further. And how much does it cost? We're going to go up to this way.
I think it was 80.
That's not bad.
Well, maybe Santa can help you out. I think Santa would love to have company on the marathon.
Well, let me ask you this. What's inspired you to do this at this time in your life? I know you kind of alluded to that a little bit, but when you were training for the Patrick Henry, did you think that you would ever set your sights on a full marathon?
No. In fact, I said to my significant other, don't worry, I'm never going to do a marathon. You know, don't worry, because she's like, you're getting a little overboard with this. I'm never going to do more than half a marathon, but it's just fun and challenging. And
it is.
I just feel so great when I run.
Well, you got to do something with your time. Someday you won't be able to do it.
There you go.
Like you said, the social outlet is really nice. I've met people that I would have never met otherwise.
Right.
You know, if I hadn't started distance running. And they're some of the nicest people. And the people that aren't so nice, you don't run with.
Right. Well, I think you said in the Mystery of Endurance podcast, which I thought was absolutely awesome.
Oh, thank you.
The one guy who said, nothing says I'm better than you, like 26.2.
That was Ryan.
That was really funny.
I really did think that was funny. All right, we're going to
walk this hill. Oh, well, two more things about the Galloway method.
Yeah.
That I think are interesting. He has you not running much during the week, which I think is what did me in with the half training.
Yeah, because we were running 4 days a week.
Yeah, that was, for my 50-year-old body, that was too much. So he has you running no more than every other day, ever. So basically,
ooh, I like that.
You run like 30 to 45 minutes twice during the week in your long run. And the other days you walk or do cross training.
Okay.
You can take one day off the day before your long run, and that's it.
So what does your cross training entail? Or if you do that, is that...
Well, I always have been...
I guess that's optional.
I always like to walk. I have two big dogs, so...
That's right.
I'm always doing a 30 or 45 minute walk. Even the days I run, pretty much. So that counts. I like to cycle.
Okay, so that uses the different leg muscles.
Right, I like to go to the Y and swim or pool run. I love pool running.
We got a pool and a pond. The pond would be good for you, though.
Yeah, the muddy pond.
I cannot believe that nobody got a picture of you.
Oh, God. Maybe if you paid Barbara enough, she'll get you one.
Let's see here. I've only got another 2 miles to go, and I wonder if we could maybe run straight back past. We'll see. I think we got still a half mile of this trail to go. Okay. Hopefully no trains will come, because we're pretty close to the tracks.
That is pretty scary. I'll be over there in those bushes if the train comes.
All right, well, we'll check in with you periodically, Shelly, and maybe we'll get a part two in your interview, maybe in the early spring before you run the National. Thanks for...
What do you think, listeners? Should Ashley and Dave do the SunTrust National? Yay!
$80.
I'll help you out, buddy. I will. Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks. All right, we'll see if we can put this together. All right, finished with the trail run, and we did 4 miles on the trail in about 50 minutes, and man, it was humid. It's actually got up to the lower 60s today, and but the wind was kind of blowing before we got out to the park. But we were, once we got in the woods, there was no wind blowing, and sweating quite a bit. But I really enjoyed it, and of course I had my headlamp strap around my head too tight. I got a darn headache, and I don't know why I didn't realize it at the time. Actually, I had my daughter wearing it the other day. We were walking the dog in the dark, and I thought it'd be cool for her to wear the headlamp, so I adjusted it to her little head, and that's, for whatever reason, I did not readjust it for myself this evening. Kind of dumb, but a little note to self for next time. Anyway, I feel pretty good, and now I'm going to go meet some of my friends, and we're going to drink some beer. All right, a little light on the email this week. I heard from Ari and Rich, and appreciate that. The emails, guys, Rich is starting to focus on the Texas Independence Relay, and I think that's in March of 2009, I'm not sure. And Ari's just kind of in maintenance mode right now. And I also got a sound clip from Tom. So let's take a listen to that and see what Tom has to say.
Hey, Ashland Dave, it's Tom. Just wanted to wish you good luck in Charlotte Marathon this weekend. And I just checked the weather forecast for both Charlotte and Huntsville, and the weather's looking good. I hope the forecast holds up. Anyway, I wanted to send you a quote that I think fits in pretty well with your podcast. The quote is by Noel Carroll, and it goes something like this. Running is the classical road to self-consciousness, self-awareness, and self-reliance. Independence is the outstanding characteristic of the runner. He learns the harsh reality of his physical and mental limitations when he runs. Anyway, I thought that fit pretty good, and good luck this weekend. Look forward to your podcast, race report, and hopefully video. I'm sure you'll make a lot of friends in Charlotte.
Well, thanks, Tom, for the kind words. I certainly appreciate the encouragement. And speaking of weather, I was just checking the weather for Huntsville, Alabama, and Charlotte, North Carolina. It looks like it's going to be a high of 51. Looks like it's going to be the same weather in both cities. And it's going to be very chilly at the start. Looks like it'll be below 32 at the start. But hopefully it will warm up. And as long as the sun's out, that will help a little bit. And those are actually pretty good conditions to run in. So at least for me, I won't have any weather to complain about as much as I might like to if I don't do so well. But anyway, Tom, I wish you the best in the Rocket City Marathon. Just checking the website. It looks like it's the 32nd annual race. And Tom, I think I have to apologize to you. I think I got you in trouble with your wife the other day when I brought up that 40 mile or so. I guess you hadn't mentioned that to her yet, so you might want to mention that to her, because that's, May is approaching rapidly. Well, it looks like I'm going to be able to get the podcast right at 30 minutes this week. That's something I've been trying to do, and I guess it helped a little bit that I didn't get a lot of email this week. But if you do want to send me an email, a comment on the show, you can send that to ashlanddave@gmail.com. That's ashlnd@gmail.com. Also, if you're downloading the show through iTunes, you might want to check out the website, which is ashlanddave.podbean.com. Podbean is a server. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. I got some videos and there's some back episodes on there. And it's a pretty cool website. I've still got a few stickers left if you want one of the Running in the Center of the Universe stickers. I'm probably going to make another order because they were given out at the Turkey Trot race, and they seemed to be a big hit. Matter of fact, I was out with some friends, and somebody asked me if I had gotten one yet, and I hated to break it to them. I said, well, dude, I made them. So that was kind of funny. But that shows that there's a little bit of excitement around here going around with those stickers. So that's pretty cool. All right, I'll have another episode out next week, episode 42. I'll have a race report from Charlotte. Maybe I'll have some, maybe a race report from Tom from the Rocket City Marathon in Alabama. And so I'll be back next week. This is Ashland Dave, and I'm coming at you from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. And Shelly, thank you so much for doing the interview with me this week. I think it turned out to be a good show. Y'all have a good week.